Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. I read this the other day, and I want to pass it along to you and just leave it for you to consider as I share a few thoughts found in Colossians today. But this I read earlier. Greatest man in history had no servants, yet they called him master. He had no degree, yet they call him teacher. He had no medicines, yet they call him healer. He had no army, yet kings feared him. He had no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He had committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He was buried in a tomb, yet he lives today. His name is Jesus. I thought that sometimes we just don't get it, and maybe, well, in this world, we need to think about and discover who Jesus is and what he's done for us. Who is Jesus? This is one of the most important questions we can ask. It certainly has been a popular question throughout the ages with many different people and many different answers that have come. In fact, the word says the Son of God, the Word made flesh, a good teacher, a prophet, or just another man. Maybe an even more important question should be, who is Jesus to you, to me? Why do we believe, or what do we believe about him, and why do we believe it? How does this belief shape our lives? As Paul wrote to the church at Colossus, he sought to answer this question about Jesus. In these seven verses I'm going to share with you in just a moment, Paul explained that Jesus is the beloved Son of God, the way of redemption and forgiveness, the image of God in the flesh, the creator, the sustainer of all things, the infinite one, the head of the body, the supreme authority in heaven and on earth, and the one to bring reconciliation. That's a lot to convey in just seven verses, isn't it? The words say this in Colossians 1, 13 through 20. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Christ is supreme. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavens realm and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones and kingdoms, rulers and authority in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before everything else, and he holds all creation together. Hold on to that. He existed before everything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He's the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he's the first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ. And through him, God reconciled everyone to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. My prayer today is that we take time to consider if we are experiencing Jesus in all these capacities. Is he our rescuer, the one in whom we find salvation and forgiveness of sin? Is he our authority? Do we believe in his infinite power in every way and fully give him control of our lives? Do we believe he can bring reconciliation to this world, and are we cooperating with that plan? We want peace. We want joy. We want our families to live in a world where his values are taught and lived out. The only way that this is going to take place is through Jesus Christ and his reconciliation of mankind to his Father God. And he wants us to be a part of that plan. The world we live in right now may not understand completely, but they will if we keep living for him and they see him living through us. Something to think about. Read the passage again and spend a few moments in prayer. Thoughts for prayer today, Gertie Johnson. Celebration of Bob's life will be September 15th at 2 p.m. That's a Friday at 2 here at the church. Pray for Linda Dobbins and Christina Meal. And Ed and Jane are going on a trip to encourage a family, a friend theirs who's passed away, and the family that remains. Remember Grace and her knee surgery in September, Scott Rooney and his surgery, missionaries and families in Pakistan, Maui, and other states have had devastation. Our fall ministries coming up, our nation, our church, our families, and back to worship Sunday, next Sunday, the 10th. We're encouraging everyone to invite family and friends to join us as we get back into God's house. And after worship, there'll be a lunch catered by Olive Garden, and just a time of fellowship together. God bless you. Take a few moments in prayer, and then we'll see you next Sunday. God bless each of you.